This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. More than 2,800 customers are without power in Columbus County this afternoon due to equipment failures, according to Duke Progress Energy. The utility said service should be completely restored by this evening. Most of the outages are between Whiteville and Chadburn, while around 400 were reported in Hallsboro and Lake Waccamaw. A pit bull puppy saved from a structure fire in Whiteville Monday is recovering at home. The dog was locked inside a crate at 605 North Lee Street when firefighters arrived. Lieutenant Marquise Blanks of the WFD and Lieutenant Scott Moody of the Whiteville Police hauled the crate outside through the flames. They extracted the dog and gave her oxygen via a specially designed mask that's made for dogs. The dog was transported by Whiteville Animal Control to a Wilmington emergency vet, and she is recovering at home. Parents and supporters of Williams Township School and substitute teacher Irish McPherson turned out in force yesterday to protest a planned demonstration by John Barnett's Thug civil rights group. Thug never showed up for the event. However, the sheriff's office had additional personnel there, and there were a large number of WTS faithful. Barnett said on his Facebook page that the protest will be scheduled for another date. They delayed the protest at Williams Township in order to investigate an officer-involved shooting of a teenager in Myrtle Beach. South Carolina authorities said the youth was firing a gun at a party and turned the handgun on police when they responded. 11 other people were shot. 3 officers are on administrative leave pending the investigation. This week is the 92nd annual North Carolina Strawberry Festival in Chadburn. Events will be taking place all week long leading up to the big day on Saturday. The Strawberry Parade, remember, has moved to 11 a.m. this year. Look for a full list of events on our website. A last-minute flurry of bills are being discussed almost around the clock to beat the May 8th crossover deadline in the legislature. Among the bills being considered in various committees are several gun rights acts, the Shackelford Act that treats embalming fluid like an illegal drug, rules prohibiting DEI requirements in state agency hirings, and a bill tightening restrictions on foreign ownership of farmland in the state. Most of Columbus County is now considered to be in a severe drought. The new state drought monitor on Thursday showed the county getting dangerously close to extreme drought conditions. No burn bans have been issued for our area, but fire conditions are worsening for the entire state. No significant widespread rain is expected for more than a week. The jury summons scam is making the rounds again. A local man was almost scammed out of $4,500 when someone claiming to be with the sheriff's office said that the victim had missed jury duty. He was instructed to deposit money into an ATM to pay bond on the bogus charge. Officials said that the sheriff's office will never contact you by phone about jury duty, and they will never demand money. The best defense is to simply hang up on the caller and report the number to law enforcement. National Day of Prayer is Thursday. Observances will be at noon and last about 20 minutes. Locations this year include the Courthouse Steps, the Chadburn Gazebo, Regalwood Sheriff's Office Annex, and the Tabor City Welcome Center platform. Everyone is welcome. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.